Good evening, everybody. Tonight, we bring you a rare conversation with the very private writer, guitarist, vocalist, and producer of the Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne. Though he usually refrains from conversations with the press, he has agreed to be our guest tonight to discuss a wide range of topics pertaining to ELO, including their new album, Time, a conceptual piece about time travel and civilization in the year 2095. Join us now, if you will, for a journey into the future.
Just on the border of your waking mind, there lies another void. Where darkness and light are one. And as you tread the halls of sanity, you feel so glad to be unable to go beyond. I have a message from another time.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO. This is day 9, but their 9th studio album, Time, came out in 1981. A concept album about a man from the 80s who is taken to the year 2095, where he is, quote, confronted by the dichotomy between technological advancement and a longing for past romance. The record topped the UK album charts for 2 weeks, though it received mixed reviews, but has since gained a cult following. So there's a lot more synthesizer on this album. Of course, we're moving into the 80s, and this is the second ELO concept album. El Dorado was also a concept album, and this concept album is about time travel. It's called Time. Now, the string players who were members of the band aren't even in the band anymore, so the band's really moving into the 80s, and Time, I guess, is... Well, Discovery maybe was a transitional record too. Time is really the transitional record. So let's get into the album. Time opens with what's called a prologue, which is a minute-long instrumental that leads into the opening track called Twilight. So yeah, it's a synth intro that leads into a pop song with a driving beat, nice melody on the verse, interesting bridge, and a nice chorus. Definitely a good song, pretty infectious.
This is like the vehicle for this guy to go on this time travel, is this twilight state.
Yeah.
And he's now going to imagine all the things that are about to happen to him.
Up next is a song called Yours Truly 2095. This song reminds me of Video Killed the Radio Star, actually, by the Buggles, but not as good, but very early 80s sound. The robot voice thing is dumb, and this song is kind of a mess.
Yours Truly 2095. It seems like it's a song about now our time traveler, and he's off into the future. And he meets this girl who's kind of like an android.
Yeah.
She has an IQ of 1001. She has a jumpsuit on, and she's also a telephone.
Yes, Ross.
It's a great line.
Well, it's a good rhyme. Yeah, just a bit of fun. This girl he's got, he obviously misses his real girl from his own time.
Right.
And this one will do for now, if you can find where to put it.
So to speak.
Up next is a song called Ticket to the Moon, which is a piano ballad. And it's okay, but I don't love it.
Remember the good old 1980s, when things were so uncomplicated. I wish I could go back there again, and everything could be the same. I've got a ticket to the moon. I'll be leaving here any day soon. Yeah, I've got a ticket to the moon, but I'd rather see the sunrise in your eyes. Got a ticket to the moon. I'll be rising high above the earth so soon, and the tears I cry might turn into the rain that gently falls upon your window. You'll never know.
And Ticket to the Moon, this is a song about our future traveler is now on his way or about to take a ride to the moon. And while he's waiting for his flight, he starts to reminisce about the simple, uncomplicated life of the 1980s.
That's right, yeah.
I must say that is a cool perspective to be in the 1980s, which is everybody is complaining because it's gotten so complex and not to...
Yeah, but I mean, it could be like, this could be really simple compared to 100 years from now, right?
Absolutely, yeah, the perspective of time gives...
Yeah, I just felt it was a nice sort of cliche, but in a different sense altogether.
I mean, it's such a normal thing to hear that, like from your parents or something, the good old days.
That's right, yeah, and these are the good old days, right?
Yeah.
In this song, yeah.
As we speak. One thing I want to ask you about this, is this like somehow he has actually gone to 2095, or is he's just doing all of this in his mind, the trip to the moon?
Well, this is what I'd like to know, because it's baffled me since I wrote it, if he has actually gone, or is he just thinking about it. You know, I don't really know either. It's one of those things that sometimes I think, is it, you know, it could be real, or it could be a dream world thing. I'm not sure.
Next song is called The Way Life's Meant to Be. I don't know, it's definitely an ELO song. The production isn't great. The vocals usually were never this high in the mix. Also gets very noisy in the background. But also has kind of a 50s style melody, so that's that derivative thing that ELO did. This is not a great song.
And here I stand in the strangest land, not knowing what to say or do. As I gaze around at these strangers in town, I guess the only stranger is me. And I wonder, yes, I wonder,
oh, I wonder,
is this the way life's meant to be? Although it's only a day since I was taken away, I'm left standing here looking in wonder.
Get your life, get your life.
Oh, the ground at my feet, maybe it's just the old street, but everything that I know lies under.
The way life's meant to be is a... It seems like now the guy is like confronting the future. He's like face to face with it and what it's brought, and it's a pretty pessimistic view of it.
Yeah, it seemed to be on that song, yeah.
You don't like it in the song?
No, not being there, no, absolutely no.
I think it does, however. Jeff, I'm going to have to get you to give me some, you know,
some
run with it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you see, just let me explain before we carry on.
Sure.
It's very hard to talk about songs because, but what they mean and stuff. Because, like I said before, you know, I don't really know what they mean myself sometimes. You know, I just write them, and if it looks nice, I like it.
I mean, now look, I'm not going to buy Jeff Lynne saying the words rhyme, print it. I mean, you got more going for you than that, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's just very hard to say what I think I mean, you know, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't believe me, but it's true.
I was told not to believe you, Jeff, that's why I was warned, you know? It does, however, again, put 1981 now in perspective of, you know, somebody looking back on it now, it's like not so bad.
Yeah, well, you know, in that particular song, it's like walking down the same street that it was before, like, say, 100 years before. But even though he's standing on the same bit of ground, everything that he knew is, like, buried under this new shit, you know, that's growing up. Yeah. On top of it, all these plastic ivory towers and stuff.
More parking lots.
Yeah.
Side one closes with a 3 minute 46 second synth instrumental, so let's just flip this record over.
Interview of ELO with our guest Jeff Lynne will return in just a moment.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
We're back now with Jeff Lynne, and we'll begin this part of the show with side two of ELO's new album, Time. This is a song called The Rain Is Falling.
Thank you. sun was up and the sky was a very blue. Without a warning, as I looked out, my thoughts returned to you. A noise in the city made the children and hide themselves away.
All right, side two begins with a pretty standard ELO-type ballad called Rain Is Falling. I like it for what it is, but again, I don't love it.
Actually, my interpretation of it is he's actually in this place, looking out of this window, and it's still in that future period. And I think it's just a depressing time, just watching it all go by in this 100 years future. And he's just standing at this window looking out, watching everything go by.
Kind of thinking about his past.
Yeah, his past that was about a couple of hours before.
Next song is called From the End of the World, a very 80s sounding song, Eurythmics type vibe, but not that good.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like a love letter to his 1981 present day love.
Yeah. Of course, in 100 years' time, you can send dreams back, which is a bit of an advanced technology that we haven't got at the moment.
Oh, I see. It's an actual dream letter that he
sends
back.
Yeah, he sends it back, yeah, through time, yeah. But she never got it, or she wasn't listening, or wasn't thinking, or something.
It's interesting. I wonder what the postage would be on that.
Lights go down!
Third song on side two is called The Lights Go Down. More of these kind of old-timey melodies, you know, very derivative. I hear Crimson and Clover pretty prominently in this song. So it's another of these throwbacks, but with ELO production. But in the end, pretty pointless.
Everything clear. I gotta see you. Oh, oh, I know. The way that I feel is wrong, so wrong. But I gotta carry on. When you ain't around, I believe things are going wrong. And the night goes on and on. All your dreams have gone away. And the sun won't shine today.
Fourth song on side two is called Here Is the News. A steady driving 80s pop song, but at the same time, it never hits us with that chorus that we're hoping for. So it's pretty good, but could have been better.
Plastic bag.
song called Here's the News. This is a great song. And it seems like even in the future, the news is just as bad as it is today.
That's right, yeah.
And in this, there's another reference to Satellite 2, which was mentioned before. Only this time, it seems to be like a prison colony.
Yeah.
With all the actuality of the newscaster coming in and out and all of that, it seems there's this little tiny bit where this guy starts to talk about the Beatles in there, and then it goes on a little more, and then you hear this accent that sounds suspiciously like George Harrison, then it's out. Is that just my mind working overtime?
No, there's a funny, there's a bit of a Liverpool accent in there. I'm doing lots of different things. I did about 8 tracks of nonsense.
You did all that stuff?
Most of it, except for one AFN newsreader in Germany when we were recording, and he put on some official sounding American verbal news type stuff. And I put all the other stuff on, the gibberish, you know, and the bits of nonsense.
Really?
With some real stuff. I mean, there was some real funny stuff I couldn't put on because it was ridiculous. But, yeah, just like a lot of... And just put them up at random, you know.
Right.
And it came out just what I wanted to be, like, pretty frantic.
Fifth song on side two of Time is called 21st Century Man. This is an atmospheric ballad, vastly produced, open and echoing, and I like it. It's very effective. The emotion is there within the nice melodies. The song feels like fully realized. Like it's the most well-written song on the album. Like instead of concentrating on the concept, this song feels like Jeff concentrated on the arrangement of the song itself and the songwriting, and it's put together very nicely.
You stepped out of the dream, believing everything was gone. Return with what you learned, or kiss the ground you walk upon.
Okay, now, 21st Century Man, this is a very human type of song that says, no matter how much the world changes, again, like we talked about before, that you got to deal with these human problems now. I'd have to go up and get the lyrics, but there's that Field of Sorrows. There's some line in there.
Yeah, though you ride on the wheels of tomorrow,
right,
you still wander the fields of your sorrow.
It's a great line.
Thanks.
Very good.
I'm glad I could remember it.
I do. I was going to have to embarrass you by going up and get the lyric sheet.
Yeah, and it was just like the fact that really you got everything at that point in time, 100 years from now. It's like everything is done for you and everything. And it's all futuristic. And it's really a voice coming from now, from 1981, singing that, "They're Riding the Wheels of Tomorrow."
Yeah, he's back in present time now.
He's listening in present time, but he's still existing in the other time.
Oh, I see. I see. Boy, you have to have a scorecard to follow this guy along.
And he also hears the fact that if we could get back to 1981, he'd be like the biggest celebrity ever known, because he'd know all this stuff that nobody else knew.
Closing out the album, we get a song called Hold On Tight, which is another old-timey rock song, melody-wise, but produced by Jeff Lynne. Certainly an entertaining song with some nice hooks and a huge sound. Apparently, the music video that they made for this song was, at that time, the most expensive music video ever made. Of course, we're talking about 1981, so very early in the era of music videos at all. But, yeah, this is a infectious, catchy, memorable song.
Hold on. Time just rolls on and on.
on tight. This is a... Boy, I hate giving you compliments here, Jeff, but this is a wonderful song because it is so uplifting. It's like a real song of hope, it seems like.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's hope for the... After, you know, all of this weirdness he's gone through, there's still some hope for the guy.
Yeah. That's really what it was for, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was getting to be doom, so, hey, man, let's get some happiness going.
And also, okay, you can sing in French, big deal. You
know? Big deal, I got a French nanny. Now she taught it, she wrote the words out for me before I went off to Germany to record it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So continental, I can't stand it, you know. It's...
Oh, I'll say no more. I mean, there's all there, down there.
We'll put that in for sure.
I don't know all of them.
This is a general thing, but on this song, do you have hope for the future? I mean, do you think it's going to all work out?
Well, I think it'll have to, otherwise there's not really much point in thinking about it.
And then, you know, there's this thing called Epilogue, which is a minute and a half. It's really just an extension of Hold On Tight and like a coda for the album. Yeah, so that's Time by ELO. I would say not the greatest album. Yeah, definitely not an album I would put on very much. Hopefully the next album is better. We will find out tomorrow when we talk about Secret Messages.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.